Welcome. So given what we've all been through over the past few months, you could say life is a journey in every sense. Things fall apart, we put them back together, they fall apart again, in the chaos we discover something new. Today I continued this Science of Well-Being course, and the professor spoke of another trick the mind plays on us that makes our happiness tricky. It's called immune neglect. It's this idea that we are sometimes unaware of the power of our psychological immune system. And that means we have an ability to adapt and cope with life. We're a lot more resilient than we like to think sometimes. We have mechanisms to work through it. But sometimes we just don't press those buttons. We don't pull those levers. Instead, we press the button that turns on the news, the button that opens up social media, the lever that turns on those internet wormholes. This last week, I've really struggled personally with that. I went to some dark places in my mind. I think it happens to all of us sometimes. And there's a word in Sanskrit, Vajra. And that word is symbolized by this mystical weapon that's wielded by a god. And that weapon gives you access to endless creativity, potency, love. There's a part of you, an essential part of you, which is endless creativity, potency, and love. We don't always connect to that. We don't always live in that. I'm teaching what I'm learning here. May we use meditation as a way to pull on the right levers and push on the right buttons, to call upon the invincible nature of your spirit. Your endless creativity and potency and love. You might remember the lady I mentioned in a previous meditation. She spoke of all the hardship in her small town in Michigan. It's enough to make you want to crawl into a hole. But this lady called upon the invincible nature of spirit. All the ways that she and her husband and her kids are banding together to rise above the hardship. Some people do that, some people don't. Some days I do that, some days I don't. Another example that really brings this down to earth. A few years ago, in the national championship college football game, Alabama was losing to Georgia. Alabama's quarterback was doing badly. So they called in their true freshman quarterback. His name is Tua Tagovailoa. He'd only played one time the whole season, just one play. He's 18 years old, and they call him in to quarterback in front of millions of people watching on TV. And this kid, he led his team to victory. He was an instant legend. And after the game, he's a hero. And you see this kid running into the stands to have this embrace with his father. And you could see what gave this kid this unreal capacity to shine in the spotlight. A wise one said, because of a great love, one is courageous. So if you, like me, get caught up sometimes in all the stuff going on in the world, and sometimes that stuff can be real thick, it can entangle you on multiple levels. Can we pull on different levers? Can we push on different buttons? When we do that, we lose the immune neglect and we remember what's available to us. This morning, I was so wrapped up in my head in the matrix. And I don't ask for help much, but I have a few people I call upon when I need help. And I called them this morning, and they gave me advice that plugged me into the big, strong, powerful, healthy emotions. Again, because of a great love, one is courageous. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Settle in. Take a breath. Question for you. Is there a way that you have struggled with immune neglect, forgetting your capacity to be healthy and strong and resilient? There's another Sanskrit saying, aham prema, and that means I am love, the best, brightest part of you. Let that shine. You don't have to, but you can choose to. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to shine. I am love. I am love. Attention wandered. I am love. coming back to the moment. Something that often stands between you and me and our happiness, immune neglect, forgetting or neglecting our inherent powers. Sometimes we forget to pull on the right levers and push on the right buttons. There's an ancient term in the yoga mythology, Vajra. It's a mystical weapon that shines beams of endless potency, creativity, and love. If you need to, when you need to, can you call on that force? Start here. I am love. See you tomorrow. Peace.